What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2017, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. The news is all over the place today. We've got so many things to talk about. First of all, if you're down in Louisiana, you want to keep an eye out the window. At least three tornadoes have set down in the area of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So you want to keep an eye out there for that. Those are obviously nasty things here. And Paul Craig Roberts came out with an interesting article that I think we need to look at here. I have a lot of respect for Paul Craig Roberts. We link to him all the time. We've had him on the show here. And he's out there talking about all these people who are starting to pick up on the fact that it looks like George Soros and his people are going to try a color revolution in this country, and basically saying that Trump needs to start cracking down on all these people talking about assassination and overthrow and coup d'etat. And Roberts is saying it is interesting how so many people have come to this same conclusion. Now, earlier today, the Senate convened to confirm Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary, and as expected, it was a tie, and Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote. This is the first time a vice president has had to break a tie in the Senate on a cabinet nomination in all of U.S. history, so Pence is already in the history books for that one. The contention, of course, is that Betsy is very pro-choice when it comes to education. If you do not like the education you're getting in the public schools, and many parents do not, then her agenda is you should be allowed to choose and go to a charter school or a private school or something like that, possibly where they're not constrained by Common Core, which has become a sore point for a lot of American parents right now. And, of course, the people opposed to her are the ones who are currently involved in the public education system, and they see this idea of allowing parents and students a choice is going to work against their interests, because nobody's going to choose to go to a Common Core school if they have any other options out there. Now, neocon Elliot Abrams apparently is under consideration for Deputy Secretary of State, and he was tangled up in that whole Iran-Contra operation, which was the gun and drug running out of Arkansas down to Nicaragua. And I'm not sure what possessed the Trump administration to consider this individual for any kind of a position. But Rand Paul says he's going to oppose Elliot Abrams. Does not want him in there. And more, there are a lot of these appointments from the Trump administration that are raising a lot of eyebrows now, because some of them are neocons, clearly. Some of them are very much on board the war agenda. Many of them are globalists. And it almost seems like whoever's doing the vetting for Donald Trump is trying to get some ringers in there. And remember, when Donald Trump won the election, he had Chris Christie was doing the vetting for his administration slots. And Christie was just putting in all these neocons and these old guard, the same people who had gotten us in this mess. Trump fired him and got Pence involved. But now Pence, of course, is vice president. And it looks like the deep state is still trying to infiltrate and hijack the Trump administration at this point. Now, then, we've been talking about arch troublemaker supervillain George Soros. And apparently, during this last year, he was pouring money into the campaigns of Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John McCain, John Kasich, Lindsey Graham. And all of these people, of course, even though they're members of the Republican Party, were constantly on attack against Donald Trump. And now we know who they were working for. Now, interestingly enough, there is a new bill that's going to go before the Congress. It's called, or it's nicknamed, the Drain the Swamp Bill. And what they're talking about is maybe moving parts of the federal government outside of Washington, D.C. The place is very, very crowded. And originally, in an age where riding a horse was the fastest means of communication, it made sense to have it all clumped together in one area. But they're talking about maybe spreading some of the government a little bit further away. They're already doing that with the Pentagon, and CIA and NSA are not technically inside the Washington District of Columbia. And so now they're going to be loosening things up and allow some of these government agencies to go to, shall we put it politely, lower rent areas where they can conduct their business. And in this age of instantaneous global electronic communication, seems to make a lot of sense to me. It's going to save some money. Now, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but it's worth going over again. And that is that in the last few weeks of his administration, Barack Obama was commuting the sentences of all these drug criminals. And one of them was Robert M. Gill, 68-year-old man, had been sentenced to life for heroin and cocaine distribution. His sentence was commuted by Obama. He was released, and he's back in jail. Apparently, he was caught dealing drugs again, went on a high-speed chase with police officers. He crashed his car, and he's back in prison. And what sense did it make to put these criminals back out on the street? And meanwhile, Leonard Peltier and Mumia Al-Jabbar are still in prison for crimes that they may not actually have committed. But they're political embarrassments, so they're never allowed to see the light of day again. You can commit any crime in the world and get away with it in the United States, except embarrassing the power structure, then you are in serious trouble. Okay, we're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's see. Let me back up here a little bit. Okay. All right. Now then, Hillary Clinton has resurfaced. As you know, she's trying to figure out some way that she can do the comeback. She's talking about having her own reality TV show. She's out there. She's signed up with the Speakers Bureau to go on out and make speeches for $200,000 a pop. And Hillary Clinton apparently recorded a message to the women's rights campaign group Makers, in which she praised the recent anti-Trump women's march in Washington, D.C. Then she goes on to say the future is female. Now, can you imagine some guy getting up there and saying the future is male? Boy, would the corporate media just rip the guy to shreds. And here we have Hillary Clinton saying the future is female, not a peep from the corporate media. Apparently, it's open season on us white heterosexual males in our current culture. Now then, getting over to the war zones, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And apparently Greece and Turkey are ratcheting up the tensions over some disputed islands in the eastern Aegean Sea. And it's just like that South China Sea situation. The islands are very small. They're not very useful. But they're a focus point for underlying tensions and agendas. And so we could actually see something happen there as well. Now, Sergei Kaplan, who's a deputy for Poroshenko's administration, has broadcast over Ukrainian TV that the Ukrainian population must prepare for a protracted war. And he's out there saying no more Minsk agreement, no negotiations, no geopolitical shifts are going to stabilize the situation. We should learn to live in a state of war for the next few years. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, because according to a story in Russia Insider, Ukrainian media and intelligence assets freely admit the fighting in East Ukraine began with a government offensive. And the strategy they're using is Kiev will grab a piece of land, and then the Eastern Ukrainian republics will try and grab it back, and Kiev will scream Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. So they're really cranking up on that. But they may be jumping the gun here, because it's being reported over in Zero Hedge that in their telephone conversation, President Trump failed to indicate strong support for Poroshenko. And a lot of other officials in the U.S. government are wishing this whole problem would go away, because what started out to be yet another covert overthrow of a legitimate government has really blossomed into a major public relations nightmare. Now, Poroshenko's position is one of desperation. Ukraine is out of money. They're hideously in debt. And there's no new money coming on in. And Poroshenko is literally gambling that if he can start a war with Russia, that financial resources along with weapons will pour into his government so he can hang on to power. But it is a very high-risk gamble. In fact, Veterans News Now is calling it Poroshenko's last chance saloon, where he's acting more and more like a has-been gunfighter, trying to bluff his way through his last meeting at high noon. And there's another problem with the Ukrainian forces. Apparently, alcoholism has become a major problem because of all the stress they're under. They call it self-tranquilizing for stress. And they just had an embarrassing incident where three Ukrainian soldiers were killed by their own grenades. Another one just lost a hand. And they're out there bragging they're the most powerful armies of Europe. They're obviously dealing with a serious morale problem and a lack of discipline. Not a good recipe. Now, Maxine Waters is fully on board with the war agenda. And she was out there screaming about Putin being responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families. And she had to stumble. Somebody had to give her the word Aleppo. And then Waters goes on and says, and the fact that he, meaning Trump, is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance in Korea. She actually said that. And, of course, you know, there's really not much difference between Korea and Crimea, besides the spelling, the culture, the language, and where they are on planet Earth. But other than that, they're exactly the same. And it's just basically Maxine Waters is out there just reading the script, and it's clear she hasn't really thought about what's going on. She's just out there to sell the war, sell the war, sell the war, sell the war. Now, over at The Guardian, they're running a story which is clearly a piece of pro-war propaganda. And it's based on a report from Amnesty International that 13,000 prisoners were secretly hanged in a Syrian jail, according to Amnesty International, and said that many more people died through torture and starvation, bodies dumped in a mass grave. Now, you need to remember, Amnesty International has a very long and well-documented history of bias against non-Western nations. And if you read this report, it's written in very inflammatory language. It's not dry statement of fact. It's out there, oh, it's horrible, it's horrific. So this is the current version of Assad is gassing his own people. It's just as phony. They're trying to find a way to get us to say, yes, take my children, take my money, go make war on Assad. Now, getting on back to that whole issue about Russia tinkering with politics in other countries here in the U.S., and, of course, nobody talks about how Israel is tinkering with the politics of every nation on Earth, or George Soros is, because they're the good guys. We don't talk about that. It's Russia's the bad guys, so it's a terrible situation. Merkel has tried to duck responsibility for the downturn of her political fortunes, the failure of the refugee policy, by saying that Russia has been meddling in German politics. Well, Germany's spy agency, the BND, did an investigation, and they couldn't find any evidence at all of Russia waging any kind of a disinformation campaign against Berlin. I wish the BND would do an investigation into Israel's tinkering with German politics. It hit pay dirt on that one, no question about that. Now, Nigel Farage is basically wagging his finger rather sternly at Parliament, who is now describing as having adopted not just an anti-Trump stance, but blatant anti-Americanism. Because the United States is no longer part of this global government nonsense. And Farage is just on the attack there. Now, according to the latest poll in Germany, if the election were held today, instead of this coming September, Merkel would lose by a wide, wide margin. So the situation is not looking good for her. I got an email from somebody saying, oh, Merkel will just steal the election. And she may try, but that's rather hard to do when the voters of the world are now aware that elections are very often dishonest. They're going to be looking for the fraud, especially after what happened here in the U.S. last year, especially what happened with the Scottish referendum, the independence referendum. They weren't even trying to hide the fraud. Now, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is looking at a potential jail sentence. He's been charged with fraud and running a corrupt election campaign. And the charges are fraud, false accounting, breach of trust. And, of course, Sarkozy's whole political party is embroiled in all kinds of sleaze allegations. François Fillon, who was once Sarkozy's prime minister, is looking at his own time in jail over this fake job scam involving his wife, who was paid a huge amount of taxpayer money for a job that didn't actually require her to do anything, not even to show up. A lot of chaos out there on the international scene. Down in Australia, their coalition government is basically clinging to office by a one-seat majority since last July's elections. And now it looks like there may be a defection in the offing, which would basically possibly bring the Liberal National Coalition out of power. And they'll have to form a whole new coalition government or call for early elections down there. So let's talk about the corporate media here just a little bit. Figures released this week show profits for the New York Slimes fell by more than 25% last year. The last time something in New York fell this fast, it had to be thrown into a van by the Secret Service. Now, Marine Le Pen is out there, and she is getting confrontational with the media. She's adopting Trump's approach, saying, no, what you're saying is not accurate. And CNN's Christine Amanpour is still out there pushing this story that Russia stole Crimea. And Marine Le Pen is saying there was a coup d'etat in Ukraine. There was no invasion. And it's the corporate media is starting to look like the Monty Python's argument clinic, where all they do is they just keep saying the same thing over and over again. They're not listening to anybody but themselves. They're just out there to push the propaganda as hard as they can. And talk about going over the shark. MSNBC's Katie Tour came on out and said Donald Trump may start killing journalists, suiciding them, arcanicizing them. Because we, the Democrats, would never do anything like that, but Donald Trump is a Republican. We know about those Republicans. Now, as you know, last Sunday was the Super Bowl, and a big part of the fun of Super Bowl are seeing these commercials, which are the best of the best. And two of them have aroused a little bit of ire. One of them was Budweiser's commercial, which was clearly pushing a pro-immigrant theme. And as it turns out, the story in the commercial was a complete fraud. Yes, Adolphus Busch did come to New Orleans from Germany, and he did partner with Eberhard Anheuser to start the beer company. But he never traveled up a river on a raft with a black man. He didn't arrive poor. He came from a very, very wealthy family. He arrived with the money. Originally, he wanted to start a winery. Then he settled for beer. And he never faced that kind of discrimination, because when he came here, everybody was an immigrant. Nobody was yelling at him when he arrived. The thing was a complete fiction from beginning to end. Now, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about one of the other commercials at the Super Bowl, which has really ignited a firestorm of controversy. So we'll be right back.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive. 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so the other commercial at the Super Bowl that was causing a great deal of consternation was the commercial by Audi, which was pushing this idea that women are not paid the same as men for the same work. And this is a claim by the feminists that has been debunked so many times, and yet they keep on repeating it. And again, they're trying to create victim classes to exploit for the next election. I would almost imagine that Audi might see a drop in sales because of this commercial, because so many people are angry with it. Now, getting on over to the economic news, it looks like Greece's economy is going to collapse under the weight of its huge debt, a significant portion of which was created through the underhanded actions of Papandreou and Goldman Sachs, who were trying to conceal from the European Union the true scale of Greece's debt problem, and it wound up doubling the debt. Needless to say, Goldman Sachs made a huge amount of money off of this. And apparently the austerity requirements being pushed on Greece by its creditors have all but paralyzed the country. And Greece is now basically saying that it's time to default on all these bailouts, which were not bailouts, they were just more loans, and it's time to renegotiate. Meanwhile, of course, up in Brussels, the Eurocrats are saying, it's not our fault that Greece is in trouble. It's not our fault Cyprus is in trouble. It's not our fault Italy's in trouble. It's not our fault France is in trouble. Or it's not our fault that the whole EU is in trouble. The euro is a great success. It's wonderful. How could you not love a single currency for the entire world? Well, I don't have a problem with a single currency for the entire world. I have a problem with a currency that is loaned into circulation at interest. Because that is a tool of debt slavery. And the private central banks have been playing this scummy little trick on the human race for 300 years. Enough is enough is enough is enough. It's time to call it off. Now then, we're starting to see gold prices move upward. So far, year to date, they're up 6.6%. And a lot of people are saying this signals increased market volatility. And we all know there's a big upset coming somewhere. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Arizona had passed a law to make silver and gold legal tender within that state to run a parallel currency to the Federal Reserve note, one that pointedly does not pay interest to the Federal Reserve. Now it looks like Utah is getting ready to follow suit. They're going to make gold and silver legal tender. And even more than that, they're going to try and move away from using the Federal Reserve note within their state as much as possible. Now, I know Donald Trump is trying to bring jobs back to the United States, and he's having some success. Unfortunately, he's not able to keep up with all these corporations that are still offshoring jobs or just slashing their workforce as the economy comes to a stall. Between 2001 and 2015, California lost over 500,000 jobs to China. And if you look at the total number of Americans who cannot find work, have not been able to find work for months and years, it's a huge number. It's over 90 million. We have to get these people back to work. And until all these people are back to work, we shouldn't be allowing anybody from a foreign country to come here and get a job. It just doesn't make sense. Now, as you know, over at the Vatican Bank, they've had a string of scandals throughout the years, one of which ended up with one of the bankers dangling beneath a bridge in London. And right now, as you know, the Pope had promised that they were going to clean up their act. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the Vatican Bank, which has had a long history of scandals. And Pope Francis promised that they were going to clean this whole mess up. But as it turns out, according to the Italian newspaper Il Giornale, it says that the cleanup will never be permanent because they have revealed there are 30 accounts at the Vatican Bank that are off limits to auditors. They're untouchable. They've been told you may not look at these 30 accounts. Go and just do whatever, and all the other accounts, do whatever you want. These 30 you may not touch. So there's something going on over there. We're going to take a phone call. Debbie in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how's it going?
Well, it's going.
Okay, well, have you talked about Hannity's interview with Ollie North yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I almost got in a car accident. I was driving home yesterday, and it's a five-minute commute. I hear Ollie North talking to Hannity, and they're warmongering. He's warmongering big time. And all of a sudden, he says, it's a new world order, and Trump is leading the way. Have you heard that yet?
No, I hadn't heard that. And the funny thing is that Trump, much of the opposition against him is because he's not going along with this new world order. His whole campaign about putting America first, and ADL was screaming that that was anti-Semitic. The German media today are out there saying his slogan ought to be America first and Germany second, which for any leader of any sovereign nation, their nation should be at the head of the list, not the other way around. But Ollie North, as you know, was up to his neck in that whole Iran-Contra mess. It's been documented that he lied about a lot of things. But yeah, they've brought him back here to sell this war agenda. They're trying to gin up this war before Trump can throw the brakes onto it.
By the way, did you ever listen to Trump's speech at the APEC meeting right before he started running?
He was playing politics. So, unfortunately, he is very pro-Israel. Apparently, his father is friends with Benjamin Netanyahu, so it's all family. And that one area that I'm definitely not in agreement with Trump about is his approach to Israel. That being said, some of Trump's recent comments would seem to indicate that I was correct in my assessment that once he started dealing directly with the reality of Israel's government, rather than simply being told by the corporate media, Israel is this and Israel is that, that he might cool a little bit. And certainly his stance on the formerly illegal, now apparently legal, headed to the international courts would indicate that his enthusiasm for Israel has waned just a little tiny bit.
Well, I'm surprised to hear you say that, because it sounds like it's just the opposite. It sounds like he's, you know, Netanyahu's best friend, and he's banging the war drums big time. Some of your callers over the last few days have been really worried about it. They've been putting it to you, and you respond cautiously, which is, you know, very, I think, wise. However, you say, give it 3 months. Give it 3 months. Heck, the war could be over. He could drop the bomb in 3 months, and it'd be over. So I really think
What I'm saying here is, okay, two things to keep in mind. This is the reason I'm being cautious. And, I am very troubled with a lot of the rhetoric we're hearing coming out of the Trump administration. Okay, and we have to, first of all, wade through all the attempts by the corporate media to spin it and warp it to their own purposes, and we have to go back to Trump himself. But as I mentioned, there are two aspects to keep in mind. The first is that Donald Trump is still trying to get his nominees through Senate confirmation, and we cannot discount the possibility that his Senate nominees and Donald Trump himself are saying what they think the war hawks in the Senate want to hear in order to secure those confirmations. Look how close it was with Betty DeVos. So I'm not waiting for the 100 days so much as I'm waiting for the end of the confirmation process to see if Donald Trump does a change or not. And if he doesn't, then, yeah, we're in serious, serious trouble. But as I said the other day...
By the way, James Fetzer is repeating that. I think that's a compliment to you, because he keeps repeating that. He was on Rentslice last night repeating your exact lines, and I think he got it from you, unless you got it from him.
Well, there's a lot of cross-pollination going on, and I'm not too concerned if people are taking what I say and spreading it, because that's how the information gets out there. The other thing to keep in mind, though, if you really want to understand Donald Trump, you need to read his book, The Art of the Deal. And in that book, he says his opening move for any negotiation is to make demands that are way, way, way beyond reasonable, and then let the other side negotiate back to what Donald Trump was willing to accept in the first place. So that negotiating tactic served him very well in business. I expect he may well be using it now that he's president. He's not concerned with the loss of face by appearing to back up that you would get from the career politicians. But again, at this point, we have to wait and see what's actually going on. I'll give you one good example. All this tough talk about Iran. Iran was talking tough back. Iran may have blinked, because apparently they were going to put another missile test. And last word we got is they pulled the missile off the launch pad. No explanation.
But why is he even saying that to begin with? I mean, here's just one last question, though, for you.
Yeah.
If it turns out that he's serious about all this Iran stuff, are you going to go on the record saying it's over for him? He's absolutely a traitor.
Well, I'm going to go even farther than that. If Donald Trump does not significantly alter the course of the economy and the militaristic agenda of the last of his predecessors, Donald Trump could easily be the last president the United States ever has. And it won't just be him that is gone. It will be the United States that will be gone.
Okay, well, I hope you're the first one to call him out if this happens. So thank you for all the work that you do. I listen to you every day. It's great.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Poland, the PIS party leader, Jarosław Kaczynski, is calling for European Union reform. And what he's actually saying there is the exact opposite of what we're getting out of Brussels. He's saying that for the European Union to survive, the individual nation states have to be strengthened, and they have to reduce the control of Brussels over the EU. Now, remember, the European Union originally began as a free trade bloc. That was it. Free trade across the borders, no tariffs or anything. Open borders, Schengen, you can walk anywhere you want within the EU without border controls. That's all it was, and that's what it was sold to the people of Europe, along with the single currency. But over time, as governments are wont to do, Brussels grabbed more and more and more power, culminating with the Treaty of Lisbon, which significantly expanded the power of Brussels in 2007. The other issue, of course, they're still dealing with is that refugee migrant crisis, which is really becoming a serious, serious problem for the people of Europe and even for some of their political leaders. Now, apparently, things are so tenuous in the EU, Angela Merkel has flown to Poland because Poland is very Eurosceptic. They're talking about a Polish exit from the EU, and Merkel is over there trying to gently twist their arms and say, you can't do that. You got to stay in the EU. It's going to work out in the long run. And she's getting more and more resistance. It hasn't worked out. I mean, it's worked out great for Brussels. It's worked out great for the political leaders who have sold their soul to the New World Order. But for the ordinary people of Europe, this has been a disaster, both because of the migrant crisis and because of that private central bank. So, over in Germany, in the North Rhine-Westphalia area, they're getting ready to have their carnival. And the police were sending letters to the homes of migrants saying, you might want to stay away from Carnival. There is a great deal of hostility toward the migrants among the German people. And that's certainly true. And instead, the German media has turned around and criticized the police. How dare you tell them to stay away? Well, if you know there's going to be confrontations, isn't that the smart thing to do? Are you going to have the Crips and the Bloods both show up at the same time and then just hope that there's not going to be a problem? Everybody's trying to solve this. The only solution is to let these people go back home. Stop all these wars of aggression that made these people refugees and let them go back home. Now, let's see. We are coming up in just a little over an hour. At 3 p.m. Pacific time, a three-judge panel at the appeals court will be hearing arguments regarding this Seattle federal judge who put a temporary stay on Donald Trump's travel ban. And I'm glad they used that. We're still hearing Muslim ban, Muslim ban, Muslim ban all over the corporate media. It is nothing of the sort. It is a ban on specific countries known to be hostile to the United States, known to be hotbeds of terrorism. If you are in one of those nations, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, Pastafarian, Scientologist, you're going to have trouble getting into this country. If you're coming from a country not on the list, you're not going to have any issues. Canadian Muslims are still coming back and forth across the border without any problems whatsoever. It's not a Muslim ban, and we've got to push back everywhere they try and say that. So more and more people are coming on out and saying that this Seattle judge, who's a known activist from the bench, had no grounds for a stay on Donald Trump's order because of Title 8, Section 1182F. U.S. law, and it's 65 years old, and nobody's ever complained about it before, and it has been used before. And it states, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Title 8, Section 1182F plainly authorizes the president to issue temporary bans on any class of aliens for national security purposes, which is exactly what Donald Trump has done. And he did specifically cite Title 8, Section 1182F. So, the law is on Trump's side. So is common sense. Now, a survey carried out by the London-based think tank, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, found that the majority of Europeans want a stop to all of this migrant nonsense. And they think any further migration should stop because they're crowded. It's brought in crime, illness, corruption, pop-up brothels. And they've really had enough of it. They want it to stop. Apparently, just 20% of Europeans support the continuation of the refugee migrant program. And by the way, 100 years ago, President Theodore Roosevelt banned Muslim immigration to the United States. Now, in his case, it was a proclamation to ban anybody who practiced in or believed in polygamy, which was not only something that would block the Muslims, but also the Mormons. And that was within his authority to do. Nobody but the Mormons and Muslims complained about that. Now, as you know, recently all of the Silicon Valley high-tech corporations, 120 of them, signed a legal brief to oppose Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. It has now come on out that Google was the financial sponsor behind all of this. And by the way, Google has hired the former Clinton Foundation CEO, Eric Braverman. So now we know where he went and what he's been doing. He's working for Google now. We're almost seeing the beginnings of literally wars against the U.S. government by corporations. Remember before Trump's election, that Dakota Access Pipeline, where Obama issued an executive order and the corporation building the pipeline said, we're going to ignore you. And corporate governance has actually been a theme of many science fiction movies, like Rollerball. And the problem I have with corporate governance, also RoboCop, same theme. The problem I have with that is that in many ways, corporate governance is a lot like theocracy. They're serving a higher purpose, and they're not really that sensitive to the civil population. Everything we do is the will of the gods, and if you ordinary people are suffering, well, that's what God wanted. Everything we do is to please the stockholders, and if we have to make ordinary people, non-stockholders, suffer, well, that's just the price of doing business. At least with a civil government, a nation state, as badly as it may be run, nation states have to, at some level, be responsive to the needs and desires of the general population through the process of democracy and honest, transparent elections, emphasis intended. Now then, apparently over in New York State, their assembly is getting ready to declare the entire state of New York a sanctuary state, following along with California. And obviously, we're almost setting up for a new civil war here. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting. Out in California, The California Senate's Public Safety Committee was having a meeting, and Senate President, this is the California Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, who's a Democrat from Los Angeles, admitted half of his family is residing in the United States illegally. They're getting by with falsified Social Security cards and green cards. He actually came on out and admitted it and said, if we go along with Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration, half of my family will have to leave. They're eligible for immediate deportation. Yeah, they are. And I have a feeling, given this gentleman's own accomplishments, that if that half of his family had come on into the United States through the legal immigration process, there wouldn't have been any roadblocks. They made a bad choice. But, of course, they were being encouraged all along, saying, well, yeah, there's an immigration law thing, but you don't have to pay attention to it. It's an election year. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. I think it's pronounced Gaither in Oklahoma. I hope I did that right. What's
hey,
on your
Mike,
mind today?
How's it going?
Good, going
hey,
fine.
I've I've got an idea about this, the millennials, and I mean the rioting. I call it an abstract attention distraction team. You have a quick response team, and what they do is they show up ahead of the rioters dressed up with clowns and little cars, and they drive around and act like idiots. Instead of breaking windows, having squeegeeing windows, cleaning them. And then you have the cops lined up, dressed up like clowns, because it's a double-edged sword in a way. Because most of these millennials are scared to death of clowns because of all the movies when they're young. And yeah, I'm not kidding you.
Remember a couple of months ago, there was this thing with the creepy clown phenomenon all over the country. I think it was a PR stunt for a movie that didn't go anywhere.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I actually think we can beat the humor. I got a little quick, real fast little story I'll tell you.
Okay.
Me and my wife are playing dice with my nephew and niece, and they're 18, 21. And the subject got on the riots, and they started giving us their point, and they got heated, you know, jumped up, and they're snotting and crying and screaming. And me and my wife, you know, if you've been with your wife long enough, you don't have to speak. You both know what each other's thinking. And we just started laughing, the belly laugh. We couldn't help ourselves. It was terrible. It was really rude. But finally, they just exploded. So I jumped up, and I said, there's only one thing that can fix this problem right now. And everybody just looked at me and put out my hand and said, pull my finger. And everybody just started laughing and come unglued. And we sat down and finished the game, and life was good.
And well, you know, humor is a very powerful tool to diffuse one of these tense situations. And it's one of the reasons why we try and have a sense of humor on this show as much as possible. Because without it, the enormity of what we're dealing with in this day and age would actually be quite overwhelming.
You know, I really do think that we should, instead of magnify or amplify, I think we should simplify, you know? And I really think we got to go back to the true core, what we all do connect with, humor and certain things, and hit those avenues. And not make really fun of it, but make fun of the entire situation. I don't know, it might be way out of base, but right now, the way it's just getting farther and farther to division. And until we figure this out, I don't know what to say. You know, I can't see it being fixed by Donald Trump or even kicking everybody out of college. This is way deeper than that.
Well, I think the problem is, the solution is not to kick the kids out of college, but to rededicate those colleges back to actually giving them an education so they can find a good paying job in a hopefully soon to be restored economy and pay back those student loans. These days, virtually every university in America seems to be all about brainwashing the kids to believe in certain things like human-caused global warming and Palestinians are bad and Republicans are evil incarnate.
Yeah, and there's humor in that even, you know. It's amazing. And I really appreciate your help, and I'm glad that you extrapolate all the information. You saved me hours and hours. I used to have to do this myself. And people like you, I mean, really help us. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to have to let you go because we got to do a station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.